Good afternoon. It's Doc Jones with the TMJ News, and now it's time to take a look at our election updates from last night's election numbers across Teller County, which ended with plenty of winners and several surprises. The initial election verdict is in, and for the first time in recent history in Southern Teller, two council races ended in a dead heat. That will force a recount, but most likely the winners will be determined by a chance drawing, such as playing a deck of cards or pulling a name out of a hat. Well, maybe the district can get a little creative and have a Western Heritage Day with the final contenders playing a hand of poker in the middle of the street. This idea was mulled in the past during a previous tie vote, but yet never pursued. Hopefully this time district officials can have a little fun with the two dead heat finishes. It only makes sense that it would happen in Cripple Creek and in Victor. The candidates that ended up in a dead tie for Tuesday's elections were Buck Hakes and Diana Bowman for the council seat in Victor, and Jeff Register and Melissa Trennery for a seat in Cripple Creek. Good luck to the all remaining contending candidates. I hope they have better luck in playing cards than me if that's the route that city officials pursue. Well, in my opinion, the big winner of the November 7th election was the city of Cripple Creek with their overwhelming victory for the bid for their 6% lodging tax. This marks probably the city's third or so attempt at this levy. Congratulations to City Administrator Ray DuBois and company, who explained this processed levy much better than it was conveyed in the past. This time, the city played it smart and got more specific about the language and did a little lobbying within the casino industry. Also, the status quo for RE1 School District Board recorded a definite win of sorts with a victory by incumbent board representative Dennis Jones and a surprising win with the district's ballot question that will result in more at-large seats. This one may have even surprised incumbent board member Tim Braun, who predicted a defeat of the measure. Other big winners were Megan Roselle, the big winner of the Cripple Creek Ward 4 race, and Don Daniels, who will become the next mayor for the city of Victor. And not surprisingly, most people in the Green Mountain Falls Tropita Park Fire District gave the go-ahead to allow the district to free itself from revenue restrictions of Tabor. This will allow them to retain more money for the future grants for the new fire station. Stay tuned for more election updates in the next few days. Hey, I'm Doc Jones for TMJ News.